This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vela. There's only 5 days left to apply for Colorado's first ever redistricting commission, and officials hope a lot more people and a greater diversity of applicants throw their names in. CPR's Megan Verliet has more.
Voters agreed in 2018 to change how Colorado redraws its congressional and state legislative districts every 10 years after the census. They took the job away from state lawmakers and gave the power to two new bipartisan commissions split between Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated members. The hope was to have a pool of more than 1,000 applicants to choose from. But so far, only around 350 people have applied for the congressional panel, and even fewer for the state legislative one. Those applicants are mostly white, older, and male. The deadline to apply for the redistricting commission is November 10th. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado saw fewer DUI arrests during a recent enforcement effort compared to the same period last year. Over the course of a month and a half, starting in mid-September, police made nearly 1,400 arrests. That's down by more than 130 from the fall of 2019, according to the Colorado Department of Transportation. This year's effort involved 95 law enforcement agencies. And the Denver Zoo has lost its longest-running resident. An Egyptian vulture named Jones has died to complications from old age. The zoo says the bird was 51 years old. And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.